Dr. Krete, you and other researchers have learned a lot about the Hunley and its crew over the past 10 or 15 years. What mysteries still remain?
Well, the main mystery that remains is exactly what happened. Why did the submarine didn't come back after sinking the USS Saturnik? And that's why archaeologists are still studying to try to piece together the events.
In talking about what may have happened to the Hunley itself, I understand that one technique that is now underway or is being planned this year has to do with what's been described as giving the Hunley a chemical bath.
Yes.
That would what would that achieve? Tell me about that.
It's pretty much removing the hard crust that is on top of the submarine and kind of hiding its original surface, the metal surface, and slowly the chloride is diffused out of the metal. In a few months, we're going to start that soaking, and when we will be about like 3 or 4 months into it, we will actually be able to start the deconcretion, meaning removing little by little the crust to uncover the initial surface of the submarine, which should give us a lot of clues about what happened.
And once that crust is removed from the rest of the submarine, what kinds of things do you hope to see that you can't see right now?
Well, maybe impact from the attack or things that we are not able to see with having this crust covering. So we're really going to have, like, for the first time, kind of a vision of impact from the soldier on the Saturnik that we were not able to see before. So it kind of reopened all the possibilities.
Speaking about the fascination and sort of the mystery of the Hunley, do you think that the mystery itself is part of the fascination? And if we get all of the answers about what happened, maybe it won't be as fascinating anymore.
You may be right. However, we will get close to the truth, but I don't think we'll always have a hint of mystery behind it because, well, as you may know, it spent more than 100 years underwater. And even if we were lucky in getting that time capsule together and having all that information, we do not have everything. And I don't think we will all we'll get close to the truth, but never be sure this is the complete truth.
Well, Dr. Krete, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.